Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
You pop, call you smoking man, he says, no way.
24-7 Houston, 8-11 remaining second quarter. Damian Williams, sidecar position, halfback left. Mahomes calls an audible on the second goal at the five. A trio receivers to the right for Kansas City. Mahomes takes the snap, steps up, being pressured, fires it late. Caught, Kelce dives! Touchdown! Kansas City on the near side! The Kansas City Chiefs have scored two touchdowns in a span of 2 minutes and 49 seconds. Mahomes spread set 2x2 with Pacheco in the backfield. Mahomes in the pocket, floats a pass near side. Kelce over the shoulder. He's got the catch. He's got the touchdown.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kansas City, a beautifully thrown ball as Mahomes to Kelce, 18 yards officially, and the 14th time that Patrick Mahomes has found Travis Kelce for a postseason touchdown, second in National Football League history.
The Chiefs now have goal to go, first down and goal to go at the one. With 6:17 to go in the game, and the Chiefs trailing 20-10. Mahomes up on the football, offset eye, the sausage, in at fullback. They move to the right side, they throw, back in the end zone, touchdown! Kansas City, Travis Kelce, 8.5 yards deep in the end zone on a bootleg, touchdown pass. Chiefs have life, 6:13 to go in the game, the Chiefs within four.
It's here, baby. Happy 8-7 day, Travis Kelce day here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. Going to see how talented Mac is today. A lot of work went into this show. A lot of praise goes to him. Bob and I just do the easy stuff because that's where we're at in life. I'm kidding, but no, should be a fun show today.
You ain't wrong, brother. The older you get, the less you do.
Sometimes the more trouble you get into.
Hell yeah,
I digress.
That happens every once. Happy birthday to you
thank
as
you
well.
Very much.
What are you, 38 years old
38 today?
Yeah,
man.
You're getting to that point in life where you're going to be that guy at the bar going, hey there, ladies, you want to go on a date? Who's the creeper grandpa
what am I, Rocky's
over here?
Trainer?
Stay away from the ladies, Rock.
They'll weaken the knees, but 38 years old, and it's nice to see you've got a bag of tomatoes there.
Yeah, I got Max homegrown tomatoes and jalapenos. I'm gonna make some salsa.
Heck yeah.
Got a little bottle of Chianti from you as well.
Yeah.
So need some fava beans and
you get some fava beans. Let me tell you, get some cannellini beans, get some like a half a cup of olive oil, put some fresh cut garlic in there with some red pepper flakes, get that all going.
Let's go.
Dump in a couple of cans of fava bean or cannellini beans, mix it up. You got yourself nature's butter
right there.
Yeah. I almost binkled it because I got excited talking about cannellini beans.
That's right.
You don't get that anywhere else, especially not on the AM. I'll tell you that right now.
But that's right.
That excitement for beans. Rank your favorite beans.
Pinto?
Yeah.
Black?
Black beans are top notch. Yeah.
Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
And then black, that's peas. That's not beans.
Would you consider the garbanzo bean a bean or a pea? Because it's garbanzo bean or chickpea. So now you're in this gray area that nobody has really ever been able to answer the question. Mm. Is it a bean or a pea?
Yeah, I don't know. That's good.
I'm sure Emily put sour cream on it either way. But it's a chickpea or a garbanzo bean. So is it in the bean family or the... Or the pea family.
Mm.
I don't know.
I go refried.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically pintos, right?
Yeah.
That's your top bean.
So if you go to a Mexican restaurant, you get the refried beans, not the black beans?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm opposite.
I'm opposite too. I always go with the black beans because I know how much lard is in those refried beans. And I'm like, I just can't do this.
Yeah, from a health perspective, no question.
So you go to Chipotle, you get the pinto, not the black beans?
I get the black beans there.
You get the black beans at Chipotle.
Yep, every time.
That's a play at Chipotle too. The black beans, the vegetables. You can eat really healthy at Chipotle if you want.
Sure.
You know, but
yes.
You know.
You get their veggie bowl, you don't get charged for guacamole.
Oh, I didn't know that one. No, I'm going to start going. But I kind of like meat, you know? I like chicken.
make chicken on your Blackstone.
Who doesn't like chicken?
Yeah.
It's chicken.
There's no more chicken. Yeah, you can just make chicken on your Blackstone for like $8.50 at Hy-Vee and then get a vegetarian bowl at Chipotle and just go home and
chicken
put it in
on
there.
Top. I like that idea. I like the way you're thinking. There
that's
you
what
go.
I'm here for.
I've had 38 years on this earth, man, and this is what you got.
Right.
That's what I have
but
to
if that's
forward to.
Hey, if that's life's hack right there, you know, that's pretty darn good. Heck, I kind of like that, you know? Make it at home.
Think smarter, not harder is what they say.
That's exactly what I told you guys yesterday. So keep doing that. You work harder or you work smarter, not harder. Binkley never understood that. I'm just being honest. He never did. Binkley never understood working smarter and not harder.
That's not true, Bob. I'm actually very smart.
Yeah.
And you're a smart ass.
He's up today listening for Travis Kelce Day, though, isn't he? He's got to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Big day for Jay Binkley, big day for the Chiefs, big day for Kelce. I love how the Chiefs had Travis Kelce speak yesterday, too, right ahead of Travis Kelce Day.
Perfect.
I love the fact, man. You talk about great partners right there, the Kansas City Chiefs. They're doing Travis Kelce Day. Let's have Travis address the media the day before so these guys got something to work with. Thank you, Brad G.
Yeah, thank you, Chiefs, for that. You know, asked him that question, I think, when I retire is what he said about, you know, like, I forget what the question was, but I just remember he said, ask me that when I retire.
Yeah.
All
right. But February.
Yeah. So, no, all things. All
I think
things,
it was about training camp. That's what it was.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. What do you love about St. Joe?
What are your favorite memories or whatever?
Ask me that when I retire.
Ask me that when I'm done.
So that person has to put that in the vault. And then after they win the Super Bowl this year, Travis, so again, what was your favorite part about St. Joe?
Training camp, yeah.
I'm coming back for one more year.
Yeah, which would be outstanding. I would absolutely love it. But I was listening to him a little bit yesterday, and you kind of, you know, start to get to the tail end of the career and the reflective nature of everything that's kind of going on with Travis Kelce. But he had said one thing yesterday that I totally get, and I totally kind of have that, you know, that sympathy for. He actually likes St. Joe because he can just go up there and be Travis Kelce, the football player. And he said that. That's kind of like his hideout. I know he's involved in a lot right now, right? Off the field and in life and all that kind of stuff. And there's probably not many moments and many opportunities where Travis Kelce just gets to do football and forget about all the limelight and all the celebrity stuff, you know, that's going on with him right now and his brother and obviously with Taylor and the whole relationship and all that kind of stuff. You know, they're not just America's couple. They're like the world's couple right now. And he gets to go to St. Joe and just be kind of like one of the guys. Like, he's no different than Mike Caliendo at this point in time, you know, and just kind of gets to go up there and play football and kind of blend in and be with the boys for a couple of weeks. I'm sure Travis Kelce likes training camp probably more than anybody else, just for the sheer fact that he can just focus on football and get away from everything that life is right now and all the busyness that life includes.
No doubt. We'll hear from Andy Reid today. We'll hear from Butch Jones today. We'll hear from Mitch Holtis today. We'll hear from, you know, maybe we'll hear from you guys today as well. Danan Hughes will join the show today. And all things Travis Kelce today. So congratulations to the Royals. You won. You got a day off. Now you're going to sweep the Minnesota Twins. And that's your Royals talk today. You know, this was Travis Kelce, I believe, yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I've been lucky to be here for, what is this, my 13th year now? Mm-hmm. I just absolutely love this organization. I love the team. I love all the coaches. I know just about every defensive coach as well as I know all the offensive coaches and vice versa with the players and the staff and the equipment room. I have fun coming into work every single day. And what better way to get better than to make sure that we lean on each other? And if I can give somebody a word that makes them better on that specific route or doing that specific drill, man, I'm here for it.
I mean, sounds like a pretty sweet dude right there, man. Not worried about training other people or, you know, doing that sort of thing. It's not my job to teach these guys how to play football in the league. It's their job to learn it themselves. None of that's there. Talk about a guy that had a full circle career
from a
flamboyant hothead. That's not my words. Those are Coach Reed's words at times. Mm-hmm. Talk about a guy that missed his first full year in the league due to injury and then set the world on fire. Greg Olsen at one point had the record for consecutive 1,000-yard seasons at 4. Travis Kelce said, hold my beer and my scotch. Mm-hmm. I'll put 7 of them together. But look, I think when it's all said and done, you look at the Royals, right? You say, who's the top 3 Royals of all time? George Brett, Salvador Perez. Right now, probably what?
Alex Gordon for me. Yeah.
Soon it'll be George Brett, Salvador Perez, Bobby Witt Jr., or however you want to rank them.
Right.
You look at the Chiefs' all-time greats, you're looking at right now probably Derek Thomas, Lynn Dawson, Patrick Mahomes. And when it's all said and done, you'll look at Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and
probably Derek Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, you start thinking about the greatest Kansas City Chiefs and the ones that accomplished the most here, it's hard not to have Travis number two behind Patrick Mahomes on this list. And, you know, it's great how the times have changed, because you could never name four great Chiefs. You know, it was always like, okay, let's go back to the Wayback Machine, because there's nobody active that's worth being on the list or anything like that. But I think when this whole thing is all said and done, we're looking at the two greatest Kansas City Chiefs in the history of the organization. Obviously, we've got the greatest coach, we know that. But you're looking at the two greatest players and the two players that will have accomplished the most and be remembered the most as Kansas City Chiefs. And that's not taking anything away from Hall of Famers Willie Lanier and Bobby Bell and all those guys, and Len Dawson and whatnot.
Marcus Allen. Marcus. But Neil Smith.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yeah, like, there's so many great football players over the years. Yeah, Tony G, Derek Thomas. I mean,
Jared Allen.
Jared is in the Hall of Fame right now. I mean, there's so many Hall of Famers that have come through this organization. And you just look at the Ring of Honor when you go out there and you see all the names and the Hall of Famers that are on that list. But this is the greatest duo that we ever did see, and Patrick Mahomes will go down as the greatest Chief, and I don't have a problem saying that Travis Kelce is going to go down as the second greatest Kansas City Chief, both what he's done on the field and off the field. I mean, guy's been here 13 years. He's changed the community. He's changed our city, guys. I mean, he really has changed the perception of our city, more so than Patrick Mahomes probably did. Like, Patrick got the perception started, it was cool, and then Taylor Swift came into the party and said, hold my beer, hold my scotch, hold my hors d'oeuvre tray, hold my wine, hold
Prosecco,
everything, you know,
everything.
Whatever it is you need help. Here it is, because I'm here now. And then, you know, Rihanna ends up moving here and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's really like crazy how the perception of Kansas City has changed. And Travis Kelce's a big catalyst in all of that, you know?
No doubt. From everything, off the field, on the field, personality-wise, fan base, you know, women love him, men want to be him,
yeah.
I think is the best way to describe Travis Kelce. Off the field, on the field, every tight end in the game is always looking back and being like, yeah, you're trying to compete with Trav, right? George
right.
Kittle, Sam LaPorta, Brock Bowers. We talk about Mahomes a lot, right? Because every quarterback gets drafted. What was it? Cam Moore got drafted. Here's where he can be Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Caleb Williams gets drafted. He does a lot of things like Patrick Mahomes. Tight ends get drafted. And it's like, he has a lot of similar moves to Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. You did that. You showed, what was it, Trey McBride?
Trey McBride.
He tried
yeah,
to tell McBride how to do the Kelce move. He goes, look, we all try to do that. It's the move that keeps moving.
Yeah.
And, you know, the trailblazing that he has had in this league and in this town and in this city for this team is immaculate. It's massive. It moved mountains. And, you know, here we are today celebrating an individual mm-hmm. on a day that reflects his number. So it's a really special player and a really special person. And I can't imagine being the next tight end to come in and fill those shoes. We said that probably about Tony Gonzalez. And
right.
then here came 87, 5-6 years later.
Well, how long after Tony Gonzalez left? He left in 09, right?
Kelce got drafted in 13.
So, you
four
know,
years?
Yeah, 4 years. It was a lot quicker than I thought, mm-hmm. honest to God. I thought there was a lot bigger of a gap there with the, you know, the Moiakis and the Bringing Stools and the Cottoms and all these other, you know, randos that came through the door at that tight end position for a hot minute. It seemed like an
Jason
eternity.
Dunn.
Yeah, that was there more with Tony, though.
Yeah, he
you
was
know?
The blocker.
Yeah,
he, yeah.
And was a damn good blocker, too. I mean, they didn't ask him to do anything else.
Ask
just go
Priest.
Out there, get your big body in the way. And Jason Dunn was a big, like 6'9". I mean, that guy was huge, one of the biggest football players that I ever seen. And so he would get out there and block and do his thing. But yeah, I mean, there was that drought for a couple of years. And we always thought Tony Moiaki was going to be that guy. Same name and same position, and made a great play in like week three of his rookie year. And that was it from Tony Moiaki. All the people who brought Moiaki jerseys, I still see them out at the at an Arrowhead Stadium.
Good.
So you got one?
No, I wish.
Oh.
Be cool.
I did have a Tony Moiaki jersey.
Did you really?
Because my buddy bought one, and then it didn't fit him anymore. So he's like, I can't wear this. Do you want it? And I never wore it. And then now.
Where is it now?
Red Racks, or somebody bought it.
Okay, you got rid of it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to wear this. Somebody will love this jersey.
Yeah.
Go have fun with it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, somebody's going to have fun with it, you know, hopefully in a like a fun way.
Yeah.
They can have fun with that. But no, but it's all about Travis. And like this guy, I don't know an athlete that's undergone such a transformation both on and off the field like Travis Kelce has. As you mentioned, coming in as kind of a hothead, and he was. And he came in and changed everything, as you know, as Andy Reid basically told him, this is it, man. Like, you better figure it out. And Travis figured it out and is going to go down as the greatest tight end ever and the second greatest player in franchise history. And that's no knock on him. That's you got Patrick Mahomes looking you in the face, you know?
Yep. And today's show all about Travis Kelce. So if you suffer from ED or low T, make sure you listen to this show today, because you will. I know that I'm hard listening to this show today. All things Travis Kelce. We go back in time and we talk to his college coach, Butch Jones, when he was at Cincinnati on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
All right, we are now joined by former coach Travis Kelce at Cincinnati, Butch Jones. I want to talk to you real quick about this guy because he's going to have a pretty special day here when it comes to Kansas City. As he said, maybe his swan song, Butch, we thank you for the time. When it comes to Travis Kelce, we do this thing on our show called One Word. Give me one word to describe Travis Kelce.
Unique.
Is Travis Kelce the most unique player maybe that you've been a part of during your coaching career?
I would say yes. I've been very blessed. We had Antonio Brown at Central Michigan, but when you really look at the Travis Kelce story, I don't know if there's going to be very many stories out there with the future and the landscape of college football right now with the resolve, the resiliency, the ability to take hard coaching, the ability to follow through on standards that were set for him. It's really a remarkable story and how far he's come.
You know, when you look at Travis Kelce, obviously you recruited him in high school to go to Cincinnati. What did you see then that said, this is a guy that we have to have?
Well, it's really a unique situation. To go back to that word unique again, when I became the head coach at Cincinnati, Travis was actually there. And he fancied himself. He was on the roster and he was serving a suspension from the bowl game that's been well documented. So he fancied himself as a quarterback. And so all year we could evaluate him because he was ineligible to play. And we kept talking about the ability of him to be a game changer at the tight end position. And he didn't have any flaws at that particular time and no bad habits because we were going to teach him the position. And so, you know, that year I think really helped him in terms of growing into the position and learning the nuances of playing tight end, the blocking techniques. You know, obviously he's always been a gifted athlete, but I think that year allowed him the luxury to really learn that position.
We always hear the stories about how Jason's been like the perfect older brother to Travis. You know, Andy Reid, when he wanted to draft Travis Kelce, he went out and reached out to Jason Kelce. You ever have any of those moments where you had to reach out to Jason or anything like that when it came to Trav?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at defining brotherly love in a support system that, you know, Jason has provided for Travis, I don't think there's any better story out there. You know, Jason has kind of been the big brother, pushed him, hard love, tough love, nurturing when he needed it. So, yeah, there's a number of times that I would reach out to Jason to kind of get Travis right. And, you know, Jason was the one that, you know, when we made the determination to suspend him, Jason was the one who really went to bat out of respect for him. He told me, Coach, I'll get him right. You can count on me. Don't give up on him. And Jason was right. And again, the resolve, the resiliency, but have such tremendous respect for both of those two because the love that they have for each other, but also, you know, the ability to have hard conversations too and to be able to push each other and guide each other.
Where is Travis Kelce today if Jason Kelce's not part of his life?
Ooh, I don't even want to think about that. And thank God we don't have to. But, you know, they feed off of each other. They're both unique individuals. And again, I use that term again. But, you know, Jason's kind of the cerebral. Jason could be, you know, a doctor, a surgeon, very bright, very intelligent, you know, where Travis is kind of the flamboyant. And Jason was always the one with kind of have his thumb on him, so to speak. But, you know, I think both those two really kind of feed off of each other. And, you know, again, that's why I think when you look at both these individuals, I don't know if we'll ever really experience. I know in my lifetime, I don't think I'll ever experience a brother tandem like Jason and Travis when you look at the success that they've had. But also now you look at the success that Jason's having off the field, and I think Travis, at some point in time when football concludes for him, I think he'll probably go that route and be extremely successful there as well.
So when you had Travis on suspension and Jason's telling you to keep him around, were you seriously considering maybe not bringing Travis Kelce back to the program?
Well, I knew we were at a point in time where we had to do something to help him. And, you know, Travis is a great individual. And Travis is one of those individuals who at an early age was heavily influenced. He liked being around people. He's a people person. You guys have experienced his personality on and off the field, and people gravitate towards him, but he was a little bit of a follower, and that's where Jason was the big brother. But, you know, when Jason left to be a rookie, they were separated when he was with the Eagles, so I felt we needed something. So we laid out some clearly articulated, defined expectations that Travis hadn't met, and he exceeded those expectations. He had to have a 3.0 in the spring semester. He couldn't miss one class. And I told him, I'm going to check classes. And I would randomly show up. And it was really remarkable. In all my years of coaching, I have never seen an individual flip the switch, change. It was always in him. But I've never seen an individual have a final year, a senior year like Travis Kelce had.
Yeah, you see that. You get him as like an oyster, and you got to polish that pearl to make sure it ends up being what it can be, the potential that we see in the NFL. Did you ever have like conversation with referees pregame where they're like, hey, this guy here, we got our eye on him, or anything like that?
Well, I'll tell you this. Going into his senior year, two great stories. First of all, really what discovered Travis is every year we've done this is we have a group of retired U.S. military personnel who actually would come in and they train our team under what they call shared adversity. And you really find out who the leaders of your team, and they've never been wrong. Within 24 hours, they could tell me, hey, this is the leader of your team. This is the voice of your team. So I'll never forget. We're sitting in a room and we're doing the debrief after they concluded the 24 hours, and the leader of the group says, Coach, you probably don't want to hear this, but the leader of your team is Travis Kelce. And I looked at him and I said, there's no way. And he laughed. He goes, he has influence. Everybody follows him. And they were exactly right. He's probably the best captain, best leader I've ever been a part of. He set the example on and off the field, the way he took care of his body, the way he practiced, the toughness. And, you know, everyone looks at this great pass catcher and route runner, but really, Travis made his way to the National Football League because he was a relentless blocker. And when you talk about somebody playing through the echo of the whistle, he defines playing through the echo of the whistle. And before every game his senior year, he wore 18 in college. And the official would come up to me in our pregame meeting and say, now, Coach, you need to make sure you control number 18. He pushes the limit of playing through the whistle. And I would just kind of smile internally because I know we had mentally already intimidated our opponent, because that had to be coming from the opposite, the opposing coach. And so Travis really set that standard and the expectation of really being a complete tight end.
It sounds a lot like what you experienced with Travis Kelce in college, Andy Reid experienced here in the NFL, because he was about a minute away from getting rid of Travis Kelce and talked about it. He goes, I'm frustrated. I'm kind of to my breaking point with that guy. And from that moment on, Travis Kelce turned it around on the field and off the field. It sounds like he went through a little bit of that with you as well. When he had that kind of like, oh my God moment, this may be taken away from me. That's when Travis kind of figured things out.
No question. And he's figured it out quite well. But I think probably the experience that he had at the University of Cincinnati and going through all that obviously probably prepared him for the big stage that he's been on. But again, I'm going to go back to previous in our conversation. I don't think any of this would have happened if it wouldn't also be for the guidance of Jason. But again, I worry about, you know, this story, that this journey that Travis Kelce's been on. I don't know, again, if we're going to be able to go through anything like this with the transfer portal now, resolve, resiliency, if there is anyone who's ever showed resolve and resiliency, it's Travis Kelce.
There's been stories about him interacting with the military over the years. Did you guys get to experience any of that when you were with him in Cincinnati?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's what we get back. We talked about when we had them come in and train our football team in leadership. And, you know, the way he finished, the way he held his teammates accountable, the juice, the energy, you know, all the things that have been well documented in his career at Kansas City, that really started to come out in those sessions when things got harder, when things got more with adverse situations. The best of Travis Kelce came out, and he set the standard, not just in getting after guys and encouraging guys and his intensity and his voice and how he spoke to him, but his body language and really setting the temperament and setting the standard by how he did things.
Wrapping up this interview with Butch Jones, who's with Travis Kelce in Cincinnati, I want to ask you this on a fun sort of ending question. We've seen a lot of things that maybe still surprise you. Would you have ever thought Travis Kelce would be the biggest pop star in the world and Taylor Swift?
You know what? It does not surprise me. That's the uniqueness, how we started this interview, that Travis Kelce brings about. He's flamboyant. His personality speaks for itself. He can interact with anyone and everyone. He can carry on a conversation with anyone and everyone, and he has a pleasing personality. And I think that's what makes him a great leader, is he has influence and people really kind of gravitate towards Travis. And I think he's learned how to control that over the years with wisdom and maturity. And I think that part is kind of probably what got him in trouble and in places he didn't want to be in his early years of college. But he's been able to, you know, understand now. We always say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And there's times when a couple years ago, I get a random FaceTime call from Travis. He's like, hey, coach, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And all the little sound bites and the words that he uses and all the little things, he's taken coaching. And I think that's why he's been extremely successful.
Butch, we appreciate the time talking all things Travis Kelce, and good luck with you and your endeavors in life. And we appreciate all the nice things you had to say about 87 in Kansas City.
Well, I appreciate everything that the entire community of Kansas City's done for Travis. I know he loves it there. I know how everyone's embraced him. So I love him like a son, and I'm a big Chiefs fan. So I really appreciate the time to even be able to talk to you on 87 Day.
Well, there you go, and enjoy it down at Arkansas State. Knock him dead and continue success down there.
All the best. Thank you.
Thank you to Butch Jones, the college coach at Cincinnati, versus Travis Kelce. Good interview.
Yeah.
Man, I mean,
awesome.
High praise, loves Kansas City, likes
great
the
stories.
Chiefs now. Yeah, fantastic. You know, he said he was, what, a follower? And then Jason's like, no, dude, you're a leader. Go be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we seen in his career? A leader.
Yeah.
Was a follower, now a leader.
At least they got him off the quarterback position, right? I mean, thank goodness they got yeah. him removed from the quarterback position, because we did get the opportunity to see that here. It was against the Giants, and it was across the field pass, and it wasn't very good, and it was intercepted and taken the other way. And that was right about, I think that was Alex Smith's last year, if I'm not mistaken. And I remember after that game, I think it was Alex's last year, and they're all screaming for Patrick Mahomes to get in and play in that football game. And, you know, I know it's Travis Kelce Day, but it kind of encompasses everything. Andy's sticking to his guns about a lot of stuff. And I was thinking about this, you know, as we were getting closer and closer to 87 Day. Like, without Andy Reid, right, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce probably aren't commonplace guys in the NFL. I really think they are huge benefactors of having Andy Reid as their coach. I do believe Patrick Mahomes would have been good, but he wouldn't be what he is right now. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if Travis Kelce's still in the NFL if he's not being coached by Andy Reid and somebody that kind of comes alongside him and says, hey, this is the way we're going to do things. And he kind of follows in line to Andy Reid, because most of these coaches in the NFL, as we're seeing with Mike McDaniel down there, they get bullied by their players. The players have more street cred than just about every coach in the NFL, right? Just about every coach in the NFL is a no-name, faceless guy that is going to be gone in 3 years. But these players are here. They make more money than the coaches, right? They're in more
control pretty much than a lot of these coaches are. Andy Reid isn't one of those guys. And that's why it's so important to have a guy like Andy Reid that can be the leader and be that guy that players follow and look up to. And look at how many careers this guy's changed. I mean, let's go Michael Vick. I mean, took him out of Leavenworth and got him back in the NFL and reestablished his life. And I don't think Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are two of the greatest players in NFL history if it's not for Andy Reid. And that's no knock about them. That's a great coach taking greatness to the next level.
Yeah. Speaking of Andy Reid, he'll join the show a little bit later. So will Mitch Holtis. So will Dayton Hughes. Plus, we've got all the guys that work at this station that we call 96.5 The Fan, your number one home for sports radio. This is Alex Gold on Travis Kelce Day.
So a couple memories come to mind. One would be, I think, when Bob said they should trade Travis Kelce. But the real memory that I really enjoy is at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Chiefs win. Kelce gets his third ring. And I got sprayed with champagne by Travis Kelce inside the locker room. So that's an all-time moment for me on a personal level.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's go. Yeah,
get sprayed by champagne.
I mean, if you're going to get sprayed by champagne, why not be in a locker room full of winners and the goat at tight end? And then he has to throw a little shot at you.
Yeah. Man, well, like, no, but it's true. I mean, they were talking about trading Travis Kelce back in the day. For God's sakes, they traded Tyreek Hill, right? So it tells you that nobody is off limits. And I've had conversations with numerous people around the organization about that. And they're like, yeah, I mean, we've explored everything, right? Everything other than Patrick Mahomes. And they have taken phone calls about Patrick Mahomes, their jokes and whatnot. But there was a time where they were trying to figure out what to do with Travis Kelce and is this guy going to be part, you know, of this organization moving forward? And then they finally had that final heart to heart with Andy Reid. That's why I say he's not in the NFL right now, probably not dating Taylor Swift. Probably nobody really knows who Travis Kelce is to the level that we do without Andy Reid being a big factor in. And they got to that point where they're like, yeah, I mean, because I had conversations with people about it. Like, yeah, we've taken trade calls on Travis Kelce. We've explored the market out there. You have to do that in your job as a general manager. And if you're not exploring those things and doing your job as a general manager, you're failing your organization because you never know what's out there. And for all the people who go, oh, my God, I can't believe you would say that. Again, they traded Tyreek Hill. They're not averse to trading anybody in this organization if it's going to make your organization better. They realize, hey, we can get the Travis. We can take care of business here. We can turn him into what Travis Kelce is today. Probably not as great as he is today. Nobody ever thought we would get that out of Travis Kelce. But, yeah, they have conversations all the time about trading players.
Well, I'm glad they didn't listen to you because when I hear Travis Kelce getting traded,
what was it by?
Lord. Help me.
Yeah, but it wasn't me who suggested I get information. I dissipate the information, and we talk about it. And it gets people all angry and whatnot because they think players are bigger than organizations. There's one player that is bigger than an organization, and it is Patrick Mahomes. And that is it. And Andy Reid, right? Everybody else is a replaceable part on these rosters. It's what the New England Patriots did forever. I mean, the New England Patriots legit got rid of Tom Brady, okay? They moved on from Tom Brady. They've moved on from everybody in that organization in that 20-year run that they had Tom Brady, and they still found ways to win because players are replaceable parts. You identify your quarterback, you got your guy. Everybody else is a replaceable part. We'll see this team without Travis Kelce. Won't be as good, but everybody on this organization, in these organizations, is a replaceable part unless you have your number one quarterback. And then you go from there. And you take phone calls on guys all the time because you never know what kind of offer is going to be out there for these players, ever.
No doubt about it. Somebody from the 816 says, that interview with Travis's college coach, Butch Jones, is a perfect example of the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Great interview, guys.
Yeah, I mean,
100%.
You know somebody special and they actually show signs of kind of caring, you kind of get around that. And you're like, hey, man, like, it always goes back to my college days and, you know, lying to my professors and then showing up to homecoming wasted and getting filmed by a college student who was envious of what I was doing to kind of take a shot at me.
Yeah, sure.
Which there's some things you can dive into that. But then there's also the guy pulls you to the side and says, hey, dude, like, figure it out. Yeah. You know, you're 22 years old. You're 23 years old. Get your blank together. You got something you can work with if you can just, like, put this to the side.
And Travis got that, man.
And sometimes it hits people and sometimes it doesn't. Right. You look at Josh Gordon's career.
I know.
Could have been a stud wide receiver. Hey, man, just put the weed down. Maybe one day it'll be a little bit less harsh, but like right now you have a special talent. Didn't listen. We lost a great talent in the NFL.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have those people.
And that's right.
You mentioned Andy Reid. Like, that's NFL, but like, it's clear in that interview, man. Butch Jones and Jason Kelce got him to that point where he could even think about playing on Sunday.
And I'm sure there's people that we don't even know about that have helped Travis Kelce behind the scenes, like his high school coach or whoever the case may be. I'm sure there's somebody out there, or maybe it's just a teacher in high school or somebody he worked for at the ice cream stand in Chagrin Falls or wherever he, you know, whatever it was. like, I'm sure there's somebody else in his life that was like that, that kind of helped him move forward and move along. But also, too, you get older and you mature. You know, you're not as, quote unquote, a hothead, as people like to say all the time, when you get older, because you start to realize the priorities in life and what truly matters and whatnot. And you start to grow up and you realize, I don't want to be this guy anymore. I just want to go out here and dominate on the football field. And so you get older, you get more life experiences, and you grow. But all of that combined, you're right about the village thing, because everybody that has kind of been in Travis's life over the last, let's say, 20 years or so, 15, 18 years or so, has gotten him to this point and has been a big influence in his life to get him to where he is right now. And I give Travis Kelce a lot of credit for listening to all these folks in their lives, because when you're young, you know it all. You're not going to listen to anybody. Travis started listening to everybody, and look at where he is, man. I mean, you talk about a life arc. It's like a great life arc to study for all human beings, going from your early 20s to where you knew it all, to your late 30s to where you're going, I have nothing figured out, man. I just enjoy life. Like, that's the arc that everybody seemingly takes in life. And we watch Travis Kelce play this thing out right in front of our eyes.
We'll get back to some more audio from some of our guys at the station. Drew Nixon is up next. That guy, Drew Nixon, that calls Arrowhead Burrowhead still. Also, we'll get into some of our favorite Travis quotes here on the other side on Fesco and Dusty. You're listening to Travis Kelce today on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Travis Kelce Day 8-7 here on Fesco and Dusty. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, and some other schmuck here with you all morning long as we celebrate Travis Kelce Day on 8-7.
That's right.
I like the fact that it's Travis Kelce Day. The boss is out of town, so we got real music again.
That's right. Like, come on, it's Kelce Day. We're breaking the rules.
That's the big thing. That's the big win today for us here.
Yes.
On 96.5 The Fan. We got real music, baby.
Yeah, I found an article of Kelce's favorite songs. This is number one.
Oh.
Is it really?
Number
this
one?
Is his number one favorite song?
So we're going through his favorite songs throughout the day.
Yeah? All right. I like that. Yeah, good theme. I like that a lot.
I told you. You're going to see how talented Mac Morey is today.
Freak Out is his number one favorite song.
I
mean, I don't know that it's a good song, right? Everybody knows it, but would this ever make like your list? This just shows you Travis's personality.
Yes,
all the songs in the world, what's your number one favorite song? Oh, Freak Out. Who's this by? The Go-Go's?
Chic? Chic?
Yeah. Chic. Okay. Yeah. Like, I have no idea.
Iron Sheik, the WWE star?
Give me $1 million or, you know, name that artist. I couldn't have done either.
But it makes sense. This song makes you move, and Kelce likes to get it going.
Yeah, he definitely likes to dance. The choreography in the end zone is always a good thing to watch. We go to the text line here. I've had the pleasure of meeting Travis Kelce a couple of times. My company does service at his nonprofit operation Breakthrough.
Cool.
I'm actually a Broncos fan, but meeting him and his genuine personality made me a little bit of a Chiefs fan. He took the time at the job to stop and thank everyone, every single worker. Even when his agent was trying to rush him out, he even scolded his agent and said, no, I want to talk to every one of these people and thank them for the job that they are doing. He walked up behind me while I was making up an electrical panel, patted me on the shoulder, and thanked me personally. He took the time to shake my hand and ask my name and sign my hard hat. Wow. He's a great dude.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
That's amazing.
A great story. That's also, too, these hanger-ons, these shinebox guys. Like, move out of the way. Let these players do their thing and have the connection.
Seriously.
You know, to the people and whatnot. That's why they're there. It's not a photo op. I know a lot of this is photo ops for a lot of these teams. There are certain individuals like Travis and Taylor who are not there for the photo ops. They'd rather not have the cameras.
Yeah, what'd
there,
she do?
Right?
Show up to Children's Mercy, and by the time she was gone is when the pictures came out.
Yep.
So it was like she was there and everybody rushed in. It's like, you missed her. She was here an hour ago because she's not here for you. She's here for them.
For the kids, and did TikToks with the kids and brightened their day. Didn't tell anybody she was going there. Like, that's what you do. You don't show up with a camera crew and document everything, right? You just show up and do your thing. And Travis has definitely been known for that. He's been great in the community with so many different organizations. It's been fun to kind of watch him grow and really support our town too. I mean, that buy into us as much as we bought in to Travis Kelce. And I think that story is kind of reminiscent of what I tell a lot of people now over the years, as I've met people in sports and form relationships with people. You know, they go on and work for different teams or different organizations. And you get to a point where you start rooting for individuals, you know, as much as you root for your favorite teams. And to hear a guy who who's a Bronco fan say, man, Travis Kelce really had that kind of impact on me. See how you can change the world and change people just by, as Dusty says every week or every day, just be nice to somebody. That guy's a diehard Bronco fan. Probably heard Travis Kelce's coming. He's like, I don't want to see him. At the end of the day, he's buying an 87 jersey to hell with Denver, you know, and just by being a good dude
and putting that hard hat on a shelf and just being like, that's pretty sick.
That's cool. Like, I know, like people have, you know, the helmets autographed and everything. Yeah. And, you know, I'm starting to see, like, a lot of people have all this stuff already. Right. You don't have your construction hat signed by Travis Kelce. Like, that's really special, man. That's really cool. Well, I love that.
And not only that, we were there Saturday at camp, and our buddy Blair came over to us, and he's like, hey, yeah, check this out. My daughter got her helmet signed by Travis Kelce. And you could just see her face was, like, still in shock. Like, yeah, she's just like, jaw-dropped. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going home. We're putting that thing in bubble wrap. We're setting it on the shelf.
Yeah.
But, you know, everybody can become a Travis Kelce fan, even if you are a diehard Cincinnati fan.
All right, so there's a couple that stand out to me, but I haven't been able to follow the Chiefs as in-depth, so forgive me if I'm picking one that isn't necessarily great, but I think you'll appreciate this. So I'm a Bengals fan, obviously. My favorite Travis Kelce moment is when he was calling out the Cincinnati mayor, because every now and then, you know, we all make idiots of ourselves, and that was a moment in which the Cincinnati mayor had no business saying what he said, and as a result, I think he's partially to blame for the result that happened. And for Travis to call him a jabroni and to know your role and shut your mouth, I think it was funny. The loss wasn't funny, but I think him calling out the mayor was one of his best moments and most memorable for me. Funny moment, obviously a Hall of Famer, the best tight end ever to live, but that was a funny and memorable moment for me.
That was Drew Nixon, the producer from 10 to 2, talking about how his own mayor of his own Bengals team gets called out because we all remember it.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
I mean, you gotta keep it calm.
Oh, man. He's mad about the stadium too, Travis? Or does that mean what?
Oh, and then there was this great audio from back in the day.
You fight all year. You fight all game. For it to end like that with the ref literally taking it out of our hands, that hurts. You know, you try and play this game with integrity and, you know, to the end of the whistle. And when
this is edited.
Refs want to take over the game and make it their own platform. There's nothing you can do about it. That wasn't a hold on my guy, Eric Fisher. And sure enough, I hope 7-2 doesn't go the entire offseason thinking it was his fault. That was flat out. From there, you know, we'll go into the next season and try not to let it get in the ref's hands. But, you know, the other one's controlling the game.
This is the most bitter loss you've ever
had. I mean, it sucks. This sucks. It was an unbelievable play call. Last drives, Alex just drove us down there, fourth down after fourth down, making plays. The momentum's getting on our side, and then just get our jugulars ripped out because ref felt bad for James Harrison falling on the ground. It's ignorance. The ref number 51 shouldn't even be able to wear a zebra jersey ever again. He shouldn't even be able to work Footlocker.
All right, guys, that's it. Yeah. I was standing right there, right next to him, and I was like, that's a lit. And then it was like, all right, guys, that's good. We're good.
It shows you how long ago that was. Dude, you crowed that a record player? Like, what, yeah. What the hell kind of audio was that? I mean, is that Kling's first recorder back in the 20s?
No, that was the guy from the Vargas interview.
Vargas guy.
Popped into the One Arrowhead Drive that day.
He was over there. Let me see what's going on in Revolutionary War style. And
boy, we went from the refs hating us to the refs being paid by us.
I mean, so, my God.
You talk about
a circle of life right there, right? I think that's important probably for ESPN to get their hands on to realize that the refs were screwing us back in 2016. And that was that playoff game where we didn't give up a touchdown and lost. I mean, and that was during that kind of that run of what the hell's going to happen next with the Chiefs. I mean, we've been losing these playoff games like this since the 90s, and it continued on with the Indianapolis game and then that Pittsburgh game and that phantom hold call, you know, by Eric Fisher. We got it right in the end. Everything worked out for the best, I think. You know, we figured this thing out and found a way to not let the refs be a factor in our games anymore, right? Yeah.
We started paying them.
That's right, yeah. That's what everybody around the NFL will tell you. But the better you play, the better you are as a team, the more people think that you are in bed with the refs.
drafts, which, by the way, and I was going to save this for yesterday, but this is tomorrow.
Save it for yesterday.
Save it for yesterday, Dusty. That's right. I told you, you're getting old. Wait till you're 10 years old and you don't even know what day it is. So save this for yesterday, my young friend. But I was going to save it for tomorrow. I was watching Hard Knocks. I know you watched Hard Knocks as well. I saw the referees hug Josh Allen in that episode. I'm just going to put that out there right now. The referees were hugging Josh Allen.
So cute.
I would too. I got a man crush on Josh Allen. Yeah,
but people want to say that the Chiefs are in bed with the refs and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. There's been one time that I've seen a referee sit on a bench and coddle a player. That was Josh Allen. And there's only been one time in Hard Knocks where I've seen referees hugging quarterbacks, and that was Josh Allen as well. So you want to talk about referees.
How did overtime change their rules?
Josh Allen. Okay. Yeah, right. Like seriously, the Chiefs have petitioned for rules changes for years. They fall on deaf ears. Josh Allen petitions for a rule change. The ref goes over there, rubs his inner thigh, gives him a hug, and celebrates his birthday with him.
More texts come in about Travis Kelce as we celebrate Travis Kelce on 8/7 Travis Kelce Day. Nice story, dude. F the Broncos. then you get another one from the 816. My company did the food for the Chiefs ring ceremony after they won their third ring at Nelson Atkins Museum.
Nice.
When we were complete.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With the service, we ended just hanging out. Travis Kelce walked by the hallway where we were just kind of hanging around afterwards, and he was the only Chiefs player to stop and shake hands and thank us for a great job. Only thing I can remember is how big he really was and how damn good he smelled.
I will tell you that. Well, maybe it was the scent of the food that you guys prepared, you know, but right. This is the Taylor Swift effect on Travis Kelce right here. You're seeing the Taylor Swift effect live and in person on Travis Kelce, thanking everybody. You know, that's what Taylor does after all of her tours. Or after all of her concerts, she thanks everybody that's in that arena, gives them all big tips, takes care of them, is a great person. That is the Taylor Swift effect taking place with Travis Kelce. And that is really cool to see, because when you're Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce,
most people would say you probably don't need to go above and beyond. But right. That's when you do go above and beyond, and it's genuine. And that's the cool thing about it. It ain't fake. It ain't forced. Travis is as genuine as they come.
We go from Butch Jones to Big Red. Andy Reid joins the show next to talk all things Travis Kelce here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.